Well, Joan, she originally came to New York to work in film and to study film, you know. And as the story goes, she was walking down the street and she passed by this place we used to play called Dan Lynch. And she heard the music. She came in and we were playing and she said she wanted to talk to me. And I was kind of rough. Me and my boys were kind of rough. I said, "What do you want?" You know, and she says, I want to have a band. I said, "Well, you think you can sing?" So she got up and sang, you know, and I said, "I think you'll have a band." And we've been friends for many years ever since then.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, she goes by the name of Jo Beth Holmes. When she...
I love that. The Holmes sister.
That's right.
At the dark end of the street, that's where we'll always meet. Hiding in shadows where we don't belong. Living in darkness to hide our wrong. The dark end of the street, you and me. I know time's gonna take its toll. We have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin, and we know.
From the album The Sherman Holmes Project, The Richmond Sessions, Sherman Holmes and Joan Osborne. Dark End of the Street. Roots Down session with Sherman Holmes, talking about some of the folks that he has played with before the Holmes brothers got together in the late 70s. It was like John Lee Hooker and Jerry Butler. And then when the Holmes brothers were together, they performed with Willie Nelson, Van Morrison, Odetta. And Sherman Holmes and the Holmes brothers were signed to Peter Gabriel's record label.
The Real World. Well, we went down to Austin, Texas for that that thing where they had where they, what did they call it, where they...
South by Southwest?
South by Southwest, yeah. And we were approached there, you know. And so we went on to play, you know, a lot of the Real World concerts. So we were the first American group to do a CD for Real World. And I spent a week there in Box, England, which is right next to Bath. And I ate at the table with Peter for 3 or 4 days, not knowing who he was. He said his name was Peter, and I said my name was Sherman, and we'd talk and talk and talk. And then one day somebody came and says, Peter Gabriel, yeah? And the guy stands up and says, my God, that's Peter Gabriel. So then in the end, we did a gospel CD for him, and then we recorded on his CD, The Big Blue Ball, and did some background singing there.
What was it like coming up as a black musician in the 60s and even into the 70s with the Holmes brothers, especially where you were touring in the South and everything? What was that like for you?
Well, one thing about touring in the South, I was telling John about this yesterday. We had a book called The Green Book. You ever heard of that Green Book?
No, sir.
The Green Book was a book that would tell you where black people could stay. Because certain places you couldn't stay, you just couldn't stay, you know. And then when you travel, you find these addresses here. A lot of them were boarding houses where people boarded musicians, you know. They made a living, you know, taking care of traveling musicians as they come through. And but I enjoyed touring the Chitlin' Circuit and all of that stuff, you know what I mean? I had a great time, you know.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's great. The songs on this album, what was the process of choosing those songs? Because, again, they're wide-ranging. You've got, you know, mentioned Rock of Ages, Dark End of the Street. You got CCR's Green River on there. You got Don't Do It. Now, your version of Don't Do It, I think, leans more towards the band than it does Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, because I don't remember Marvin Gaye doing it.
Oh, really?
But I knew Levon Helm very well.
Yeah.
And he did Rock of Ages on one of our CDs. He and Amy, his daughter. Uh-huh. We were real good friends, you know.
Don't you break my heart. heart, girl. Can't you see I need you?